You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And I'm back after the Easter break with some very, very exciting stuff for you indeed, because this week the smash hit musical Sister Act is right here in Nottingham. And my goodness, it is just joyful. I mean, what more do you expect from singing disco nuns? I went to see it at the opening night last night, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts on why you ought to go and see it too. The first of which is just the joyful nature of the show. Whether you've seen the musical before, or if you're more familiar with the original Whoopi Goldberg film, this story of found family and sisterhood is just so lovely, and it is brought to life with such vibrancy on stage. The entire cast put their heart and soul into everything, and the fun and the humour and genuine sentiment really shine through. You simply cannot watch Sister Act and not leave feeling 1,000 times lighter and more happy than when you went in. Joyous is the word that I'm going to keep using here, and it is so, so true. And when all of that is then underlined by these epic 70s inspired disco numbers from the legendary Alan Menken, you really can't help but fall in love with it. Regular listeners of Showtime and Spotlight On will know what a huge Alan Menken fan I am anyway, so maybe I'm a little bit biased here, but Sister Act is one of my favourite original scores by him. It is such a good blend of high-energy disco beats like Fabulous Baby and Take Me to Heaven, which I will say has one of my favourite reprises of any musical ever. And you've got them alongside stonking musical theatre numbers like The Life I Never Led, which was truly show-stopping when performed by Lizzie B, our Sister Mary Robert. And I'll be honest, the musical numbers are where this production shines. Although the story is solid, with aspiring singer Dolores Van Cartier having to go into witness protection and hide in a convent after witnessing a murder, I have always thought that the film does a slightly better job of actual overall character development. And then when you come to the stage show, a lot of the dialogue is kind of just there to fill space until you get to another song. And that's not a problem by any means. And like I said, the songs of Sister Act are far and away the highlights, and in themselves do a really good job of furthering the story. But the book ends up kind of just acting as a vehicle for that rather than being a standalone in itself. It's still very charming. And I will say, I have to praise Sandra Marvin, I mean, for so many reasons, but especially for how she characterised Dolores. Her vocals were incredible and effortless and just a pleasure to listen to throughout. But for me, it was the humour that she brought to the role that really sold it for me. Her mannerisms were so specifically, like, the only way I can describe it is Judy Love on Taskmaster. There were these little head tilts and shoulder lifts and looks to the audience that were so specific and so stupendously funny. And then when you couple that with a roof-lifting voice, you have got a perfect Dolores in Sandra Marvin. I loved her so much. As I mentioned earlier, Lizzie B was stunning as Sister Mary Robert. Lizzie is possibly one of my favourite people working in the theatre industry right now, and I've been wanting to see her on stage for myself for such a long time. She was more than worth the wait. I cannot stop thinking about her rendition of The Life I Never Led. It blew everyone away and was easily the fastest onset of applause of the night. Similarly, Clive Rowe brought the house down as police officer Eddie Souther. I will hold my hands up and say that I listened to Clive Rowe singing a lot. He has one of the most beautiful voices in musical theatre, and I have an unhealthy obsession with his version of Art of the Weave from The Wicker Husband. So needless to say, I was very excited to see him in his Olivier Award nominated turn as Eddie. I was not disappointed. It is definitely a different take on the character, and I will admit I'm not 100% convinced about the swap from Sweaty Eddie to Steady Eddie as a nickname personally. But Clive was just fantastic in this role. There's a lot of reasons that you should go and see Sister Act, but Clive Rowe singing I Could Be That Guy has to be top of the list. It was just amazing. Sticking, actually, though, with specific songs, I have to give a shout out to Lady in the Long Black Dress. It's always one of my favourite numbers in Sister Act, and Tom Hopcroft, Damien Buhadja, and Bradley Judge were just so funny and so committed to it. I really liked them as the slightly hapless trio of gangsters who are trying to live up to the same imposing intimidation as their boss Curtis, played by Mark Goldthorpe in one of the snazziest suits I have ever seen. I think some of the laughs for their characters were maybe a bit lost in everything else that was going on stage in a couple of places, particularly for Bradley as TJ, who deserved way more from the audience, particularly at the start of Act 1. But they were always so much fun to watch on stage, as were, of course, the chorus of nuns. Now, this is where Sister Act is at its very best. And the second those nuns get on stage, you know you are in for an absolute ride. Their vocals were faultless from beginning to end. And I love how much charm and character was brought by each individual performer, so that you have this blend of shared sisterhood but still with personalities shining through. And in that sense, crowning it all is Leslie Joseph as Mother Superior, who hands down stole the show. I've been lucky enough to see Leslie in a fair few productions now, and she just gets better and better every time you see her on stage. She is simply perfect as Mother Superior, stern and crotchety and sarcastic, and then sentimental and funny. Oh my God, so funny. All wrapped up into one perfect package. She was my standing ovation performance of the night, and that's darn hard in a cast that is this talented. Although I do also want to give one other shout out to Graham Macduff as Monsignor O'Hara, who made my favourite acting choice in the entire show when he so deliberately and awkwardly clapped off beat in the Take Me to Heaven reprise. It was so dumb and I found it so funny. And that's kind of the perfect takeaway from Sister Act. Like, it is not the most deep or highbrow show you'll watch this year, but gosh, it's fun. It's charming, it's endearing, it's got cracking music that will be stuck in your head for so long. It's got a phenomenal cast who will blow your socks off multiple times throughout the evening. It'll lift your spirits and then get you up and dancing. It's fun, it's joyful, and it's sort of the perfect antidote if you're feeling just a little bit down. Like I said earlier, you cannot leave Sister Act and not feel happier and with more faith in the world than when you went in. So, if this has piqued your interest and you want to see Sister Act for yourself, you can catch it at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham until Saturday the 13th of May. Tickets are available via the link in the post here, but I will also point out that it has just been announced that Sister Act is going to be returning to Nottingham in September 2024. So if you can't make it this week, then you can already get yourself booked in for next year. Honestly, you have got no excuse to miss it. But on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. I will, of course, be back on Sunday for the first live show of the new term, where we'll be celebrating Eurovision in our own special way with our annual URNvision competition. You can tune in from 6 p.m. on urn1350.net to hear songs from a selection of shows representing countries around Europe, and then vote for your favourite to pick a winner. Plus, you can hear all the latest theatre news right here on Spotlight On, with a whole host of new reviews coming your way, including Titanic the Musical, which is in Nottingham next week. You can stay up to date by following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.